what we're seeing is you end up having people who can't get services that keep them in their home. You know, how much does a home-delivered meal cost versus a nursing home? You're getting people unnecessarily going into higher levels of care because they're not getting the right amount of care at the right time. And again, these are non-Medicaid services that can be done at a nominal cost to keep people at home. So it's the payoff, it's the investment up front to save in the long run. Anecdotally, we know and we've been hearing for years one of the biggest reasons why people end up being placed in a nursing home or into institutional care is because of caregiver burnout. So if we can get caregivers the support, the knowledge they need, you know, and the services they need, it's where people want to be. People want to be at home, whether that's the home they grew up in or the apartment or condo they transitioned to. People want to receive care in the setting of their choice. Their outcomes are better, their quality of life is better, the stress on the family caregivers is better also. So we think it's a good investment.